I tell you, them minks is bad. Minks will cut their throat and drink their blood, just leave them there, you know, and all. Then we have possums will come in and catch the chickens. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Do you have anything that smells pretty bad if you scare him?
I won't forget him. I tell you now, his regular name is a skunk. We called them polecats back here, you know. Yes, sir. That's right.
Any of them ever catch it?
Yeah. Oh, many times. I used to hunt a lot, you know, and all. Man be down there digging in the ground, and they couldn't tell what he was till he come up there, you know, and then I'd know. Yes, sir.
But you still, if you hit him on the road.
Oh, man. Really, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not long ago, yeah, we drove close to one where somebody done run over. Yeah. Yes, sir.
What do you call all of them put together? If you see, say, a possum and a polecat together, what do you call those? You ever call them varmints?
Varmint. Well, we mostly call them a game.
Oh, that's game.
Game, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Game.
What kind of animals would you call varmints?
Well, such as a bear, panther, something like that.
Bigger. You
know? Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Such as that, and maybe wildcats or something other like that. Mm-hmm.
Did you used to have them?
Oh, yes, sir. Sure did, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Used to have them around in there. Mm-hmm.
And the different kinds of squirrels?
Well, we have two different kind of squirrels here. And all I ever know, the gray squirrel, and they call it a fox squirrel. The fox squirrel is much larger than the gray squirrel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the gray squirrel is smaller squirrel.
And do you happen to have something that looks like a squirrel, but he doesn't go up in the tree, he just runs along the ground?
Yes, sir, we have rabbits.
I see, but they...
This is something else.
Yeah, these are look almost exactly like a squirrel, about so big. And they run along the ground. I think, in fact, they may live in the ground or in
logs. And we got
logs.
Weasels. We got some little weasels. Things look like look like a squirrel. They're weasels. They're small little, you know, mm-hmm. game. And so we had something like that, like a weasel.
But... a ground squirrel or gopher, or you don't have them here?
No, so we don't have them, you know, around this part of the country. You know.
South Georgia, they tell me that they have a lot of them there.
Yes, sir.
But they may be not this far north.
No, sir, I think not, because I've been out a lot, you know.
Would you tell me something about the different kinds of frogs that you remember?
Well, I tell you, I can tell you about some of them now. Some of them, we got the bullfrogs, we call them, great big old thing, bullfrog, we call them. And then, of course, some of them's larger than others, of course. I think mostly some of them gets larger than others, along the older they get. And then we have some toad frogs, the little rough toad frogs around. They stay around the house mostly, around the yard and around out that way. And I don't know, some of them is reddish looking, and then some of them is kind of grayish looking, mm-hmm. them toad frog. Mm-hmm. Then we have some little, we call them tree frog, little slick frog, you know, that gets up in trees and little holes or something like that, low places, you know, mm-hmm. and that sticks around on trees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do they ever... Are they supposed to sing when it rains?
Oh, yes, sir, man. Yeah, yes, sir, they really sing.
And that's supposed to be a sign?
Sign of rain, right, yes, sir. Uh-huh. You hear them hollering, man, it ain't gonna be long before it's rain.
I see. Yes. And how about the little animals with a hard shell on their back?
Yes, sir, now we got several kind of them. We got some tappins. We call them tappins. Some of them, you know, is not so large, you know, so wild.